The Pentagon's war plans for Iran also include a massive cyber operation dubbed Nitro Zeus. According to the New York Times, it calls for, quote, unplugging Iran's major cities, its power grid, and its military. That sparked our curiosity because it would appear to take cyber warfare to a whole other level, far beyond the limited targeted cyber attacks we've seen in the past. Peter Singer is a senior fellow at the think tank New America and co-author of Like War, The Weaponization of Social Media. Nitro Zeus, I mean, it sounds like science fiction. I gather even the name comes from a science fiction video game. Can it be done?
It can be done. The question is whether it should be done. And that's true whether we're talking about cyber operations or this larger idea that's been talked about of over 120,000 U.S. troops on the ground. In each of these, they are areas where the U.S. has the capability, but when we're talking about whether the cyber operations or an overall campaign, and frankly, this overall crisis, we're really now getting into issues about the wisdom of it.
I also think of 2017 when it was hurricanes that crippled the power grid and infrastructure in Puerto Rico, and thousands of the most vulnerable people died. Isn't that a likely consequence if a cyber attack causes the same damage?
I think it's hard to predict what the exact damage would be without knowing what the scale of the targets are. Are you talking about turning off the electricity in a particular building, in a particular missile site? Or are you talking about turning off the electricity in an entire country? It's really hard to come up with those kind of estimates.
We saw with the Stuxnet virus that the U.S. used to take out an Iranian nuclear facility in 2010 that it is difficult to contain these viruses and malwares, kind of like biological weapons. How do you prevent them spreading beyond the target?
Well, so it depends on how tailored the operation is and the design of it. So Stuxnet was interesting in that it popped up in 25,000 plus other computers around the world. However, it didn't activate in all of those computers. It actually could only go after a particular set of targets. It was a particular type of machinery in a particular geographic location. So even if you had, you know, a bunch of nuclear centrifuges in your basement, it still wouldn't hit those. It was only hitting the ones in Iran. But it does point to, again, about how if it's not well designed, sometimes these things can hit widely. So it really, again, circles back to what's the scale of the operation? How tailored is it? Essentially, are people thinking this through? And then you get to the other side that we need to talk about, which is, of course, the retaliation.
Right. Well, how well prepared is the United States for cyber retaliation?
We have built up all sorts of, you know, systems that range from new agencies to how corporations are doing it. But the reality is there's a lot of vulnerabilities there. And they've shown the ability to get inside, you know, everything from email systems to infrastructure. So you can't expect them to just, you know, sit back and take it. And so, again, whether you're talking about missile strikes or troops on the ground or cyber strikes is, you know, one hopes that you don't have this kind of literally insane level of optimism that we saw back in 2002 prior to Iraq.
And on that point, I mean, just on the semantics of this, in the case of a hypothetical U.S. cyber attack on Iran, even if there's no boots on the ground or no blood, do you think a cyber attack of the kind you've been describing, is it an act of war?
Act of war, there are different ways of thinking about it. There's the international law definition of it. There's the way a populace thinks of it. The simple reality is when we talk about war, it's the combination of violence and politics. And we don't care about the means. We don't care whether the violence happens by a bomb strike or the violence happens by malware. So if it combines politics and violence, so on the cyber side, we're not talking about stealing email or something like that, but something that has a kinetic effect, has a physical effect on the world that's equivalent to violence by some other means, then people are going to judge it as, you know, being in a state of war.
Peter Singer at New America and the co-author of Like War. Thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.